Elder Nelson, Elder Johnson, President Worthen, distinguished faculty, students, friends and family. You know, as I look over this sea of blue, I see thousands who have taken the challenge that is sculptured near the entrance to BYU. Enter to learn, go forth to serve. Congratulations. You're now a graduate of one of the greatest universities of the world. One of my privileges as alumni president is to officially welcome you into our BYU Alumni Association. I hereby confer upon each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. We welcome you to this great association of more than 400,000 alumni. As you go forth to serve, I invite you to stay connected to BYU through the BYU Alumni Association. We have more than 85 alumni groups, we call chapters, that are located across the country where you can associate with fellow friends and alums of BYU. Through these chapters, you can not only watch a game or see a university touring group together, but you can also mentor and contribute to replenishment grants that help students graduate who live in your region. In fact, just as King Benjamin counseled, I hope you will make service a yardstick to measure every aspect of your postgraduate life. One of my favorite stories that illustrates the depth of true service is a book called The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. The story describes the relationship that develops over a time between a boy and an apple tree. As a child, the boy would climb, swing, eat apples, and gather leaves, which made the boy and the tree very happy. As the boy grew and his needs changed, the tree offered its service in different ways: apples for selling, its branches for building a home, and even its trunk for carving a canoe so that he could sail away. The last time the boy, who is now an elderly man, visited the tree, all that remained was a stump. As the tree apologized for having nothing left to offer, the man said, "That's fine. All I need to do is have a place to sit." The tree then straightened itself up to allow the elderly man a chance to rest. And at that moment, both were happy. The great outcomes of a BYU education are founded in lifelong learning and continuous service. As you heed the charge of Silverstein's simple story, you will be amazed at how much good you can accomplish. As you scatter to all corners of the world for this coming week, and soon thereafter, I hope that you will remember your alma mater. Continue your love and support. Stay connected with us and let us know about your successes so that we can celebrate with you. We want to stay connected with you throughout your lives, connected for good. We know that you will have many priorities that will be competing for your time: your family, your community, the church, your employer. All will need you. Remember, those who follow you here at BYU also need you. President Worthen tells us there is a divine destiny at this school, and it plays out largely in the lives of our graduates and their influence. To be a part of an organization that has that kind of impact, an eternal impact on people's lives, is truly a tremendous experience. Well, he's talking about you, my friends. You have a real opportunity to assist individuals in their quest for perfection and eternal life. Go forth and prosper, both spiritually and professionally. We applaud you and will always hold you close to our hearts. I bear testimony that this is his church, that he leads and guides us today, that this institution was divinely established and is divinely led. And I bear you that testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.